Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie. Are we good to go bouldering finally?
Well, first, we're going to review yesterday's article.
Sure, okay. We learned about some things that make bouldering different from rock climbing.
Yep. First, bouldering walls are a lot shorter than rock climbing walls.
Plus, you don't use a rope when you go bouldering.
That's right. Instead, you have to land on crash pads under you when you jump down. Just make sure you don't jump on anyone.
One more thing, bouldering rocks are different colors, so you can choose a different route to the top every time.
That's right. If you start with purple, you end with purple. Okay, now at the end of yesterday's lesson, we started with some warm-up exercises to get our muscles ready.
Yeah, so now that we're all warmed up, let's go start it, our bouldering lesson.
Okay.
Bouldering, climbing to the top.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go.
Okay, you start climbing down here.Great, let's go. Slow down, don't pull yourself up with your arms. Really? What do I do? Move your waist up. Now focus on your footwork. Should I step there? Yes, good job. Step with the tip of your toe, though.
Got it. Some of these rocks are small.
Okay, now think, where will you go next?
That rock there.
Good, but just use half of your fingers to hold on.
Wow, that really helps.
You're doing really well.
Well, I might not make it.
Keep going.
I'm gonna fall.
Word power.
Arm. Terry's arms are large. He's very strong. Terry's arms are large. He's very strong. Step. 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 Stepped. Stepped. Dan stepped into the river to wash his feet. Dan stepped into the river to wash his feet.Half, half. Veronica cut the apple in half. Veronica cut the apple in half. Fall, 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 fell, fallen. The dog tried to walk on the ice, but soon fell down.The dog tried to walk on the ice, but soon fell down.
So today's article is a conversation, and we start with the coach who says, Okay, you'll start climbing down here.
今天终于要开始抱石运动了，所以教练呢就跟这个同学说，开始从底部往上爬。You start climbing from the bottom.
Now that sounds easy enough to me.Let's do this. The student in our article says, Great, let's go.
没错，听起来非常简单，所以学生就说，哎 ,let's go, 我们走吧。如果我们开始爬吧。如果你要就是邀请别人一起来做什么呢，我们就可以很简单说 ,let's go. For example, do you want to go get lunch?
Let's go.
Go!
Okay, that sounds like me when I went bouldering. I can do this. Let's go!
Was it really that easy?
No way! I did it all wrong, just like the student in our article. Now, here the coach gives the student some advice. Slow down. Don't pull yourself up with your arms.
不过不要这么猴急哦。教练就说 slow down, 慢点等等的意思。What are we waiting for?
Okay, well, the coach said you shouldn't pull yourself up with your arms. Now we're going to talk about arm. Arm is a noun and it's spelled A-R-M, arm. Now this is a really easy word. Let's check it out right now.An arm is the part of your body that connects your shoulder and your body to your hands. You use your arms for lots of things, like waving, holding things, and picking things up. Here's an example sentence. Terry's arms are large. He's very strong. One more time. Terry's arms are large. He's very strong.
Arm 就是手臂这段啦，左右手臂你就可以说 your left or right arm、mm-hmm. 那两只手臂就是复数，可以直接加 s, arms。 我们就看到这个例句是说 Terry 的手臂很粗壮，他非常的强壮啦。
Okay, well what else?
回到教练说呢，他说这个不要直接用他手臂的力量 pull yourself up, 撑起自己。 It's natural that you do that though. When you think of climbing up, you use your arms a lot,
you do
right?
think of that. It is a natural way to do it. But now, reading this article, I realized that what I was doing wrong when I tried, I was trying to pull myself with my arms. Because the first thing you think is, okay, right. my arms will help me.But if you do that, your arms will get tired really quickly. Now, the student is smarter than I am. The student asks, really? What do I do?
对啊，听到教练说，哎，不要用手臂的力量，学生就问说，哎，那怎么办呢？ What should they do?
Good question. I wish I had done that. Oh, well, now I can just try again. Here, the coach tells the student what to do. He says, move your waist up.Now, focus on your footwork.
所以教练就说啦，要用你的这个腰部的力量 ,waist 就是腰，同时呢要注意 focus on your, 你的这个脚步。所以啦，这个用腰的力量，然后呢同时注意你的这个脚步有踩对地方。
Now, just so you remember, your waist is in the middle part of your body,
yes.
okay? So instead of pulling with your arms,、mm-hmm. you step on some rocks and then move your waist higher so your arms aren't、oh. doing all the work. You still use your arms, you just don't use just your arms.
Right, 虽然说这个力量是转移到腰部，不过当然还是要用你的手臂往上爬了。不过呢，就不是只是单靠手臂的力量。Not only your arms are...doing the work,、mm-hmm. so is your waist.
That's right.
才不会像 Aaron 老师这样手臂很快就酸掉就只能放弃了、mm-hmm.
Okay, one question you'll always have in bouldering is, where should I put my feet? Just like our student asks, he says, should I step there?
好啦，这里这个 coach 呢，他就 说了他要注意你的脚步。 He mentioned that to...Focus on your footwork.
Right.
Right. 那所以呢，这个学生就很自然问说，哎，那所以我可以踩在那边吗？
Now, we're also going to talk about the word step. Step is a verb here, and it's spelled S-T-E-P, step. So we know that step is a verb, and we use it like this. Step, stepped, stepped. Now, when you step, you move your foot forward or backward to move your body.Step is a noun too. Here it is as a noun. Make one step forward. In an example sentence as a verb, we could say, Dan stepped into the river to wash his feet. One more time. Dan stepped into the river to wash his feet.
Step 在这里是当这个动词，表示踩踏。我们刚刚有提到它的三态，记得要加重复字尾，再加 ed。后面呢，我们可以加不同的介系词，表示你要往哪里踩。比如说 ，step on my foot， 踩到我的脚了，或者是 step outside the room， 踏出房间。那我们看到例句了，它 stepped into the river， 踩到水里要洗他的脚。另外 ，step 本身呢，也是可以当可数名词，就是你的步伐啦。比如说，第一位太空人踏上。远球他就说 one small step for man， 我的一小步就是人类的一大跃进啦。 Take a small step 就是踏出一小步的意思。
Okay, well the coach has an answer for our student. The coach says, yes, good job, so he stepped in the right place. Okay, the coach continues by saying, step with the tip of your toe though.
所以学生现在已经踩在石头上，不过教练呢还有一个小撇步，他说不要全部随不是随便踩，而是用 the tip of your toe， 就是用你的脚尖踩。
Okay, now there's a reason the coach told the student to just use the tip of your toe.
Yeah, why?
Now the student tells us what this is. Here the student says, got it. Some of these rocks are small.
为什么只特别强调只要用脚尖呢？不过这学生也发现了，他就说因为有些这些石头呢很小。If you step on a small rock,、mm-hmm. you might lose balance.
That's right. So some of the rocks will be big and some of them will be small.、Mm-hmm. They're all different sizes and shapes. Now that means some rocks will be too small to put your whole foot on.
所以呢，就是因为这些暴石它的石头呢是有大有小，所以才更有趣味啦。不过如果你把整只脚踩上去这个小的石头呢，有可能就会失去重心。 Then game over.
Game over. You'll fall down. Okay, so the student can't just stop there. They want to get to the top. Now you've got to keep going until you reach the top. Here the coach says, okay, now think.Where will you go next?
下一步呢，这个教练就问学生说，接下来你想要往哪里走呢？ Remember, there are many colors, many rocks,、mm-hmm. and you can only follow the same color.
Right. Okay, now this is a good question. You've got to look all around and find the best spot. Now the student says...That rock there.
There.、Mm-hmm. 所以学生呢就选定了。他说 that rock, 那块石头 over there, 在那边的那块石头。So the student made her choice.
That's right. Now let's find out if that rock is the best choice. The coach says, good.But just use half of your fingers to hold on.
不止这个要注意你的脚，也要注意你的手臂，还有你的手指也是有窍门的。Not only to mind your feet,、mm-hmm. there are tips of using your fingers.
Right.
How should we use our fingers?
Okay, well, this is kind of the same advice he gave about the toes. Just use half of your fingers, or like the tip of your toes,half of your fingers. Now, half is a pronoun and it's spelled H-A-L-F, half. Let's find out what it means. We're talking about the word half. Half is 50% or about 50% of something, or one of two equal parts. So if I have two hands, then one hand is half. As an example sentence, we could say, Veronica cut the apple in half.Let's say that one more time. Veronica cut the apple in half.
Half 在这里是代名词，表示一半。通常跟文章一样会用 half of something. 比如说全班有20个人， half of them are girls, 就表示10个是女生，10个是男生。除了这个正好50的一半以外呢，通常这个差不多一半啊，或者是 half 也可以用这个字。另外 half 也有其他的词性，不过呢，通常都是这个一半的意思。For example, a textIt takes me about half an hour to go to school. 上学会花半小时。
Okay, so now our student is holding onto the rock.
Using only half of the fingers to hold on. Hold on 这个动词片语就表示抓紧、紧握。
Now, of course, the coach is full of good advice. That's why the student says, wow, that really helps.
Wow, 当然这个教练的话一定是 帮了不少忙，所以学生这时候就说 That really helps, 真的帮了很大的忙。 That means the student is having fun bouldering.、Mm-hmm. He or she picks it up really fast.、
Mm-hmm.
So he should be good at bouldering in no time.
It looks like, and it sounds like the student is going to be really good. The coach thinks so too, which is why the coach says, you're doing really well.
教练呢、啊、也是看到这个学生好像学得很快，他就说 You are doing well. 注意这里我们用这个副词来形容动词，所以不能说 doing good, 而是要用 good 的副词 well 来形容 do. Do well.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think the coach spoke too soon.
Uh-oh, why is that?
That's because our poor student says, well...I might not make it.
Oh, 这时候学生呢 is not going to make it, 表示他可能到不了这个顶端。我们用 to make it 来表示做到成功。比如说你要说I got off late, so、mm-hmm. I might not make it to the restaurant, 可能到不了餐厅、mm-hmm. But it's only the first time for the student.
That's right, but it sounds like something bad is about to happen.
Uh-oh.
Maybe the student is stretching really far, but the coach tells the student not to quit. He says, keep going.
啊，教练非常有教练精神，他在旁边鼓励学生说，继续下去，坚持下去。我们用 keep going 不只是表示继续走，而是就是要让他持续下去， keep doing it, 就是 don't give it up yet, 还不要放弃。So, did the student make it?
No! It's too late! The student says, I'm going to fall!
That means something bad is happening, right?
It means I'm falling! Fall is a verb and it's spelled F-A-L-L, fall. As a verb, fall can be used like this. Fall, fell, fallen.Now, when you fall, you move from a high position to a low position, usually by accident. Sometimes if you fall, it's not too bad. Maybe you fall off your bike. Other times when you fall, it can be really bad, like if you fall on a house while you're doing work on the roof. These kinds of falls can be very dangerous, which is why safety is so important. Here's an example sentence.The dog tried to walk on the ice, but soon fell down. One more time. The dog tried to walk on the ice, but soon fell down.
Fall 在这里是动词，表示落下、跌倒。那如果一定是这个跌倒，一定是由上往下，所以你也可以说 fall down and hit your head。或者我们看到这个例句是这个狗狗想要走在冰上 and fell down 跌倒了。另外 ，fall 呢不一定是有人跌倒了，也可以是事物这个掉落、落下。比如说我们常常说这个天气转变，秋天到了 ，leaves are falling 就是落叶纷飞。
Okay, well guys, that's all the time we've got to talk about bouldering today. There are plenty of bouldering gyms in Taipei to check out, so get out there and start practicing yourself.
Yeah, I might try it.
Mm-hmm. For now though, it's time to get to Magic Box.
Magic Box! 找亮点
大家好，又是 Magic Box 的时间啦。听完这一课呢，有没有也想要去试试看报时呀？不管今天你决定要做什么事情，都希望你能够 keep going， 坚持下去哦。今天呢，我们来解说一下 keep going 这个片语的简单用法，顺便鼓励大家学英文呢，就是逆水行舟，不进则退。You gotta keep going。首先呢，我们可以像课文当中的 keep going 用法一样，把人当作主体 ，somebody keeps。Going 表示某一个人在很艰难的情况下坚持下去，像是以下这个情况 ：You will get there, but only if you keep going. You will get there, but only if you keep going. 你终究呢会到达要去的地方，或是到达某一种状态，但前提是呢你得不断的前进，不断的加油。这句话可以用在哪一些地方呢？显而易见的一点就是爬山，或者是较为譬喻式的用法，健身 fitness。我们也可以用以下这个句型 something keeps somebody going 表示某样东西呢让某一个人坚持下去。 例如说 My mother's emails were what kept me going while I was studying abroad. My mother's emails were what kept me going while I was studying abroad. 意思就是呢，我妈妈的电子邮件是我出国留学的时候让我坚持下去的力量。好感人啊。除了 keep going 以外呢，我们还可以说哪一些激励人心的话呢？这里呢还有两句简单的可以教给大家。第一个呢是 Don't give up，不要放弃。假设呢，你身边有人现在正在很努力的念书，希望自己能考上不错的学校，或者是呢，正在努力学习某个乐器，但心里却有一点想要放弃的时候，你就可以对他们说 Don't give up, great things take time. Don't give up, great things take time. 不要轻易放弃，成就好的或者是伟大的事情呢，是需要时间的。第二句话呢，则是今天课文里面也有出现的 hold on， 只不过呢，这里没有抓牢或是握紧的意思，而是和 keep going 一样，有在什么难关当中坚持下去的意思。例如呢，我们可以对一位正在与病魔对抗的人说 You're stronger than you know, hold on. You're stronger than you know, hold on. 你比自己想象的呢还要坚强，所以你要坚持下去。Hold on 的主体呢，也不一定要是人哦。比如说 ，My father's company managed to hold on through some hard times. My father's company managed to hold on through some hard times. 我爸爸的公司呢，设法坚持度过了许多难关。换我来验收你们学习的成果喽。该怎么说？你不该这么轻易的放弃呢
？The answer is you shouldn't give up so easily. 你有答对吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Welcome back! We're in review time now! We've got a fill in the blank!
Whoa, 填空! Okay, I can do this!
Alright, okay, here's number one. The dog stood up and blank toward the kitten.He wanted to get close to smell it.
Oh, 想要走近猫 so he didn't fall.
No.
No. Step forward, step toward the kitten.
That's right. He stepped toward the kitten. This one will be past tense. Stepped. Because we said the dog stood. We know stood is past tense for stand. Okay, here's number two.Wendy was climbing the tree when she blank and broke her blank.
There are two blanks. 在爬树然后伤到
arms? It's one of them.
But not...what else do we have?
Okay, so Wendy was climbing the tree when she...
Fell.
Past tense again.
跌倒 and broke her arms.
Arms. Or arm, hopefully just one.
Yeah.
Okay, here's our last one. Do you want to eat blank of this cookie? I don't want all of it.
Well, that's nice. Half of it.
That's right. Okay, you guys can make sentences with these word power words too and get your friends to guess the answer.But for today, that's all we have time for. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Bouldering, climbing to the top.
Okay, you'll start climbing down here.
Great, let's go.
Slow down. Don't pull yourself up with your arms.
Really? What do I do?
Move your waist up. Now focus on your footwork.
Should I step there?
Yes, good job. Step with the tip of your toe, though.
Got it. Some of these rocks are small.
Okay, now think. Where will you go next?
That rock there.
Good, but just use half of your fingers to hold on.
Wow, that really helps.
You're doing really well.
Well, I might not make it.
Keep going.
I'm going to fall.
Arm. Arm. Terry's arms are large. He's very strong. Terry's arms are large. He's very strong. Step, 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 stepped, stepped. Dan stepped into the river to wash his feet. Dan stepped into the river to wash his feet. Half, half. Veronica cut the apple in half. Veronica cut the apple in half. Fall, 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 fell, fallen. The dog tried to walk on the ice, but soon fell down. The dog tried to walk on the ice, but soon fell down.